You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11. Some restrictions apply.
Hey, all you fine folks out in Radioland.
This is Jenny.
And this is Amanda.
From Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda.
A twice monthly show where you listen to us get excited about movies.
Our love of movies is how we connect with each other and with listeners like you and with our larger community.
But none of that could happen without WGXC, Acra, Hudson, Catskill. They glue us all together.
We want you to head to WGXC.org/donate to pledge some cash now.
And every month.
To keep us.
And the rest of the freaky, fun, fascinating programmers who call WGXC home on the air.
Our community without WGXC is like a TV without tubes.
Like Murtaugh without Riggs.
Like Thelma without Louise.
Like Wayne without Garth.
Like Hocus without Pocus.
Like Frodo without Sam.
Like a fall without that one picture of Sigourney Weaver lounging on pumpkins.
Don't forget to tune in to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda every second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. here on WGXC.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jim McCabe of New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Mahoney reports for Politico that a Republican judge threw out New York's congressional state legislative redistricting plan on March 31st, saying lawmakers failed to follow the legal redistricting process. Former Representative John Faso, who used to represent the 19th Congressional District and worked on overturning the new district lines, said, and I quote, "The people won, the politicians lost," end quote. Now New York's June primaries will likely be delayed if the ruling is upheld on appeal. The Democrats and political observers believe there's a good chance the appeal will overturn this decision. Senate Democratic spokesperson Mike Murphy said, and I quote, "We always knew this case would be decided by appellate courts. We are appealing this decision and expect this decision will be stayed," end quote. Besides throwing out the new district line, Supreme Court Justice Patrick McAllister ordered legislators to create new lines by April 11th. Candidates had already been gathering petition signatures based on the district lines, which may or may not be used. Political observers predicted that Democrats would pick up additional seats in Congress and in Albany under the redistricting plan. Read more about this story at Politico. Masara Makati reports for the Times Union that Democrats in Bethlehem in Albany County are warning voters about Doug Lloyd, who is running for one of two open seats on the Board of Education there with a history of radical social media posts. Lloyd claims, and I quote, "My platform is based around nonpartisan ideas that we should all be able to agree on," end quote. But his social media posts include untrue conspiracy theories. He shared a story about a study on COVID-19 vaccines and menstrual cycles and commented above it, and I quote, "Tell me again how this isn't an experiment," end quote. He also posted a meme of a photo of Jeffrey Epstein, who was accused of having sex with children, saying, and I quote, "Don't leave me hanging this Valentine's Day," end quote. The Bethlehem Democratic Committee wrote its own social media post about the candidate, and I quote, "We don't want Lloyd anywhere near our children," end quote. Lloyd repeatedly talked about COVID-19 conspiracies, which have not been proven, and transsexual athletes, which he opposes. He told the Times Union, and I quote, "I'm also concerned about women's sports as trans women are dominating due to their biological advantages," end quote. Bethlehem's Republican committee is backing Lloyd. They wrote in an email, and I quote, "We share his concerns with the current board's judgment and their lack of ideological diversity," end quote. Lloyd has campaign signs out, but no petitions from any prospective candidates have been submitted to the district yet. Those petitions for the two open seats with three-year terms are due by April 19th, with school elections on May 18th. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. The Upstarter reports that April 1st used to be the beginning of trout season in New York, but is now the end of catch-and-release-only trout fishing. Year-round trout fishing is now allowed on most streams in New York, with an artificial lures-only catch-and-release season from October 16th to March 31st. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos said, and I quote, "Fishing in New York State is a highly anticipated world-class experience that brings seasoned and amateur anglers to our waters in every corner of every state every spring. DEC's extensive fish stocking efforts throughout the state are certain to complement our existing healthy fisheries and make the upcoming harvest season a success," end quote. DEC stocking trucks are adding 1,872,105 catchable brown rainbow and brook trout to ponds and streams across the state this spring. There are also several new fishing regulations this year on the DEC's website. And you can read more about this story at the Upstarter. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 51 degrees. Saturday night, increasing clouds with a temperature low of around 35 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of rain and snow before 9 a.m., then rain is likely. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 45 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of showers mainly before 11 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 33 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM. Radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Leah Bertucci of Ridgewood, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
Number 10.
We'll be together, always together, forever and ever. Let's explode, explode into one, explode into now. Let's explode.
Music from Columbia County-based artist Slink Moss. That's the Slink Moss Explosion with Let's Explode from the Floating Ghost Hotel album that was released on April 1st, 2022 on the radio at WGXC 90.7.
Number nine.
That was the title track from Hildegard Westerkamp's 2022 album, Breaking News, on the radio at WGXC.
Number 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8
That was 2022 new music from Matthew Shipp on piano and Chad Fowler on saxophone. The song was called Chapter 4 on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
7.
Here is 2022 new music from Finez. This song is called Sound Earth on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Thank you.
number
6.
Next, we hear a 2022 release of Radio Art from Claire Rauze doing Hating It, her interpretation of the score of Salome Vogelin's track on the Paint Your Lips While Singing Your Favorite Pop Song 2022 album. Here is 2022 music from Lucretia Dalt. This is an album that is a soundtrack. It's called The Seed, to a movie by Lucretia Dalt. This track, Leonid's Temple, features a tape loop by Aaron Dillaway.
Number 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4
Wiem, że się rodzą i żyją, śmieją się albo się uśmiechają. To nie wszystko.
'22 new music from Matmos there. The song is called Cobra Wages Shuffle on the radio at WGXC 90.7.
Number 3.
Next we hear brand new local music from the Field Knots. That is Columbia County-based poet Karen Schomer on vocals and Robert Lloyd providing the music on this song called Snow, a 2022 release.
On shapes. Circles next to circles. Triangles next to squares. This psychological experiment will determine if you're capable of happiness. I'm good at games, but I haven't yet received a reward. Colored flags, small like pennants, snap in February wind. I watch the cold, surviving paper lanterns, mistakenly left outside. Those shrubs could be forsythia. Question mark path leads across the field. Tiny V's and T's float lackadaisical, but not unbeautiful. Patterns inflict themselves. Mother, father, sister, brother, arranged as columns, with a candle in between, to nudge me away from the regularity that becomes a hiding place in everyday life.
Number
two.
Rama is the name of the 2022 track there from Umari Sangari on the radio at WGXC.
Number
one.
Lock all the windows and march up the stairs, and you're looking to me, but I'm so unprepared for it. Nothing's the same, and I swear that I'm haunted. It's not fair to you, and it's not
That was the 2022 single Back to the Radio from Porridge Radio on the radio at WGXC.
Next, we have new music from Floating Points. This is the 2022 track Vocoder on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Vocoder from Floating Points on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Next, we hear from three legendary jazz performers, Peter Brotzman on reeds, Milford Grave on drums, and William Parker on bass. This is Sides C from their 2022 album, Historic Music, Past Tense Future.